As another school year full of COVID measures approaches, education officials are feeling past experience leaves them more prepared and ready for a safe year. Earlier this week, UGDSB representatives, public health officials and the media were taken on a tour of Ellora PS to show the various COVID measures acting as layers of protection at their schools. Many public health measures are carried over from the previous year with masking requirements across all grades, a high focus on hand hygiene, and physical distancing as much as possible. UGDSB custodial manager Mike Robertson said custodians are focused on touch points with a minimum of 2 cleanings per day with hospital-grade disinfectant. New this year are standalone HEPA filter units in all kindergarten and elementary classrooms. Carlo Zen, UGDSB Superintendent of Operations, said in an interview these filters take the air in the classroom and filter out airborne particles, acting in addition to their existing mechanical filtration systems. "We don't look at any one thing necessarily as being, you know, the deciding thing, but anything extra we can do, we feel we should do," Zen said. "That's why we put the units in all of our elementary classrooms." Kurt McQueen, Ellora PS principal, was very focused on using their outdoor space for activity and learning as much as possible. "It's a chance for kids to spend some time in the fresh air, have a mask break and still be social with each other," McQueen said during the tour, acknowledging Ellora PS is fortunate to have a large yard. In an interview after the tour, McQueen said he's looking forward to the school year because there will be increased programming available this year. For example, science rooms, the library and music room can be used for their intended purpose rather than set up as traditional classrooms. He said public health has also assured shared items, particularly in kindergarten, are low risk as long as proper hand hygiene is followed. Dr. Matthew Tenenbaum, Associate Medical Officer of Health, said in an interview public health is feeling good about the return to school with the layers of prevention in place. "Part of this," Tenenbaum added, "is because the board and public health have had an ongoing partnership since the beginning of the pandemic. They have always taken to heart our recommendations and provincial, they're doing what they should be doing," Tenenbaum said. "We are looking forward to the beginning of school year and getting back to the classroom. It's going to feel good." McQueen was hesitant to call it a return to normal, but they're heading in the right direction as they can do more things students love to do than the previous year. He said the protocols in place are almost automatic at this point, but they're ready to adjust if needed. "It is more comfortable, which is good. Last year all of us in the community, we were learning almost day to day. That's why so many things did change, because best practice did change," McQueen said. "We're familiar with the fact that things might change, and we have done things so many different ways, from remote learning to brick and mortar learning, with protocols in place that kids, the parents and teachers can pretty much do anything."